time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
I will sing unto the Lord,
because
he has dealt bountifully with me. Our God is not a miser. He loves to deal bountifully. In fact, Psalm 68 verse 19. Psalm 68 verse 19. It says, our God daily loads us with blessings. That's the way he loves to do. He loves to do things abundantly. He's a God of abundance. Don't let anybody convince you that our church is already big. We haven't started. We are not big yet. We will become big when in every house in the whole world there is a member of the Redeemed Christian Church of
God.
That's the goal. That's where we are going. And even when we get there, we will say, well, thank you, Lord, we want more.
It
will be beautiful, wouldn't it be? If everybody in the whole world become members of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, how many of you will be happy to see that happen? Amen. You can be sure I will be happy to see that. When that happens, Jesus will return. Because there will be no more work to do. He will just come and be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I'll be sitting down by his side there, reigning with him in Jerusalem. And some people will be in charge in Kogi State. Glory be to God. So, Jacob had a vision.
Jacob had a vision.
Before he spoke to Laban at all, he had a vision. He had a vision of a flock. Beautiful. Distinctive. Peculiar. Strong. And plenty. Now, after he discussed with
Laban,
he now sprang into action.
And
they began to do what we cause his vision to become a reality. So I want you to write down somewhere, and when you get home, write it out big and put it where you can see it clearly. It's a very simple equation. Vision plus action equals realization. Vision plus action equals realization. Some people are just dreamers. They dream and they do nothing about the dreams.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ náà jẹ́ alálàá. Wọ́n lálàá lóòótọ́, ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò ṣe ohunkóhun láti mú àlá ìṣe.
And their dreams will just die with them. Several years ago, I know one young man at the University of Lagos who came to me and said, I have a dream. It will be good if we add pineapple juice to orange juice to grape juice. And we will call that drink 3-in-1.
I
said, that's a beautiful dream. You can make a lot of money from that. But that's where it ended. Years later, several years later, when we began to see Five Alive, you know the drink called Five Alive. I called him. I said, that's your dream. Somebody took your dream, acted on it, and the fellow now is a billionaire. He had a dream, but he didn't act. How many of you believe deep within you that one day in your locality you can call a Holy Ghost night and the crowd will be more than that of the camp? How many of you believe that? Are you sure? Will you do something about it? Will you? I was telling my pastors, the elderly ones.
Most of
the time is coming when the pastors will be more than 3,000. At the time when the whole convention was not up to 3,000. How many of you remember those days? And they will all say, Amen. Go and dream it. Amen. But I didn't start with my dream. I put action. I called them together at the beginning of 1 year. I said, headquarters, this year, you must produce 25 new branches. Lagos State, 25 branches. Ondo State, 12 branches. And so on like that. Ah!
Baba!
It cannot be done.
How?
25 branches in 1 year. I said, I have spoken.
What is so?
At the end of the year, you don't meet your target, there'll be trouble. They grumbled. But because they know that this lamb can also be a lion. They went to work. At the end of the year, some of the people that we gave 25 to came up with
31.
Some that we gave 12 to came up with 15. So I congratulated them. Well done. I said, now, this year, whatever you did last year must be doubled. How many of you remember those days? They hated me, only they couldn't say.
But that's why we are where we are today.
We kept on moving. People are complaining now that Redeemed have taken over the whole of Lagos. They haven't seen anything yet. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are taking over the whole world. Let me hear your amen. Add action to your vision. Sit down after this minister's conference, state by state, and plan for next year.
Joko, lẹyin ipade yi ti awon iranse Olorun yi ni ipile de ipile kankan ke wa ijo forikori ke pero be o si sise ni odun to nbo.
If Ogun State can do 167 new parishes in 1 year, what are the rest of us doing?
Bi Ogun nikan to ba le se meji din ni 100 ni odun kan kini awa yoku ki la nse.
Daddy, they are small churches, small churches.
Baba, oh, Mari, one you, I want a joker, you
50 people, 60 people.
I want a daughter, gota.
Glorified house fellowship.
I want a great job for you, Le Tiagbega.
One of my uncles had an old bicycle.
I can't know for me, old crack, a care, a
very old. And people were always teasing him because the bicycle was very old. So he wrote a signboard and tied it at the back. Where is your own? little churches, where is your own? See 50 people, 60 people. Glorified house fellowship. Where is your own? How many of you understand what I am saying? Let's put action to our vision. The young shall grow. One thing you must have discovered by now is that once you start the church, it keeps on multiplying. It may be small today. It won't be small next year. God is a God of increase. And very soon, increase will lead to abundance. James chapter 2 verse 17. James 2 17 says faith without works is dead. Dead. You believe God can do mighty things through you, put action to your vision. In Numbers 13 verse 30. Numbers 13 verse 30. It is Caleb and Joshua who said, let's go up at once and possess our possession. I've told you again and again, when God says this is your possession, why then must we again go ahead and possess it? I said, if your wife says the table is ready, what does that one mean? It means come. Take your knife. Take your fork. Begin to cut the meat. Put it in your mouth. And chew. The fact that the table is ready doesn't mean that the food will jump into your stomach. This is our time. God has given us the nations of the world. That means more work. Hard work. That means I'm going to travel more. I have accepted that one as my lot. But you have your own lot too. Together we are going to achieve this purpose for God.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
Now, because of time, Jacob made special rods.
Jacob use awon igi kan to se lona to yato.
And place them where pregnant animals will see them.
O si gbe won sibi ti awon eran ti o ba ti loyun ton ti ri won.
So that by force they can produce cattle that are ring streaks and spotted.
Pe pelu ipa ki awon eranko wo yi awon malu yi kan le bi to ni kala to ni ila ati to ni awore suresu.
This man decided to reach his goal by force.
Okunrin yi pinu lati de ibi ilepa re pelu ipa.
And that's why I want to talk to you briefly now on how to force a miracle.
Idi ni eto bi be ba yin so fun ogba die sin pe ba ti le pelu ipa mu ise yanu se
forcing a miracle.
Ta lati mu ise yanu wa pelu ipa.
In 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 13 to 16.
No ba keji. 2
Kings chapter 3 verse 13 to 16.
Oba keji oriketa se ke talasi ikeni dinogun.
I've told you before how you can provoke prophecy.
But it's of him be a chile. Ru is not less, okay.
Even when nobody wants to prophesy, if you praise God.
Be a kedi o first or tell it, tie ba yin Olorun logo Olorun to ye.
To the level where he should be praised.
Dey ipele te pe o ye ki eyin de.
It won't be long before you hear thus saith the Lord.
Oni pe nigba te o gbo pe bayi ni Oluwa wi.
One of these days by the grace of God.
Ni ikan na ojo we yi ni nipase ori ofe pada ki Oluwa.
We'll be able to talk about the seven stages of praise.
A o soro nipa ipele meje.
Because in the Bible, in the English Bible, they just interpret everything as praise, praise, praise.
So you know, in Bible, you what kind of tumor I want to pray?
But when you take the Hebrew words, you will find that no. It's not just there are seven distinct words describing praise, and each one is different from the other.
So when you go to Bible, tumor the Hebrew. Ta tumore how di pe won yato sira nipele eyin o yato si eyin nipele.
There is one where he simply say raise your hand.
Ibi kan to pe egbe won is okay.
There's one where he's talking about shouting.
Ibi kan to so oro nipa iho.
There's one where he's talking about dancing as if you are drunk.
Ibi kan to so nipa jijo be ti otimuti o.
And the highest one, the number 7, talks about kissing God. When you get to that level, God is bound to speak. So you can provoke God to speak. When you praise Him sufficiently, you can provoke prophecy. You know yourself that even when you borrow money to go to parties in those days, and you've made up your mind, let this musician do whatever he likes, I'm not going to give him a kobo. Because I've not yet paid the school fees of my children. When he begins to call your name, deliver Balola. And then begins to say what you are not. Managing director. Emergency contractor. This and that. Very soon your head will swell. You just get up. Something will be telling you. You borrow the money.
Oh yeah, wait.
Shut up. We will settle that when I get home. I say, way, you can praise the Almighty God. That He will speak to you. You can provoke.
Prophecy.
In Acts 16, verse 25 to 26.
Acts 16,
verse 25 to 26. Acts 16, verse 25 to 26. You can provoke divine visitation.
There's
a way you can do it that God will pay you a visit. Anywhere you may be. Paul and Silas were in prison.
Paul and Silas were in prison.
But when they sang, when they began to praise God at midnight, Daddy came to visit. And by the way, that also tells you you can provoke deliverance. You can sing your way out of any bondage. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 7, Luke 5 verse 1 to 7. You can provoke divine thank you. You remember the story Peter gave his boat to Jesus and allowed him to use it. And God said, thank you. And the thank you that God said, the boat nearly sank. The second boat also nearly sank. God, you can do something that will God, cause God to say thank you. In such a way that your deepest need will be met. Recently, I was telling this story of what happened some years ago. I went to Port Harcourt. And the one rich man came to meet me at the airport in his big Mercedes Benz.
He
came with the state pastor.
He
took me in the car and drove me throughout my stay. When I was returning, he brought me back to the airport. And when I was about to get out, I want to say thank you. But looking at this man, he's rich enough to buy me if I'm for sale. And I want to give him something. I want to say thank you. So I did what we normally do. So I took some money. I said, please give to your child. Give to your son. At least I can't give it to him. So give to your son. And he took the money. I began to say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I was embarrassed. How much am I giving that he's saying thank you so much? So I turned to the state pastor, what's happening? And he said he has no child.
Jesus.
I said, in that case, it is done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Monini tori eleyi.
The following year, I was in Port Harcourt again. As I was coming out of the plane, the same man with the same big Mercedes. I mean, he's so big that they allow him to drive right to where the plane is landing. Was standing there with a big parcel in his hand. Hi, you, my friend.
Oremi, bawoni.
I said, I'm fine, sir. This parcel, sir, is a gift from my son.
Oni erui.
He's 3 months old now. You can provoke God to say thank you. You can do it.
And in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 12, 2 Chronicles 1 verse 6 to 12, you can provoke God to say to you, what do you want? You can provoke a divine request. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings.
Solomon iru bo egberun ore bo sisun si Olorun.
And God said, nobody has done this one before.
Olorun ni ko se ni to tin se le iri.
Nobody.
Ko se ni keni.
So God said, all right. Since you have done to me what nobody has done before, I too will ask you what I've never asked any man before.
Olorun ni won gba to se o te ni keni o tin se ri fun mi.
God said, ask. I'm the Almighty God. Just ask. Anything you want. If it's not in this world, I will create it. Just ask. And he said, God, all I want is wisdom and understanding. God said, are you sure that's all? He said, that's all, Lord. And God said, okay, that which you didn't ask for, I will add it. Wisdom, understanding is yours. But, in addition, wealth, like you have never seen before.
Oh, really?
Long life, peace,
Alabia.
Victory over all your enemies. God said, I will add, how beautiful will it be if you two can do something for God that will cause him to visit you at night and say, what do you want? Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 11. Shows clearly that you can provoke anointing for special miracles. You want special miracles? You want to be able to wave your hands and the dead will rise? It is possible. You can provoke it. In Philippians 3, 7 to 11 there, Paul told us how he got his own. He said, all things that were gained unto me, I counted them but dung, but loss, just that I may win Christ, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering. But I want to be made conformable unto his death. Jesus said, fine. You do that for me, and I will perform special miracles through you. Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. Special miracles by the hand of Paul. Philippians 1:21. Paul said,
Paul,
for me to live is Christ.
For me, Christ.
To die is gain. In Galatians 2:20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. In 1 Corinthians 14:18. He said, I thank my God, I pray in tongues more than you. Now, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 4 to 5 and 12 to 18. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 4 to 5 and 12 to 18. We see that it is possible for you to provoke a personal covenant between you and God.
There could
be a covenant within a covenant. Solomon was a covenant child.
Solomon je omo majemu.
Covenant of between God and David is there to cover him.
Majemu laarin Olorun ati David o wa be lati gojuto lati wa nu aye re.
But Solomon cut a special covenant between himself and God.
Solomon wa da majemu kan le laarin o pelu Olorun.
You can read it in the passage I've given you. But what did he do? He sat down and thought. You know, after he got wisdom and understanding. He said, wait a minute. I gave 1,000 offerings. It brought God to my house. What will 120,000 offering bring?
Kini egberun lona ogofa orebosisun yo se fun Olorun.
Bible said Solomon offered 20 and 2,000 oxen.
Bible so pe Solomon oru ebo
22,000 oxen.
Egberun lona mejilelogun awon ibakasi e
and 120,000 sheep.
Ati egberun lona ogofa abo.
God said, all right.
Oloni oburu.
Solomon, I am here again.
Solomon,
I've come before, now I'm here again.
But you want to you to walk.
This time,
not tell you.
I'm not here to ask you what you want.
You are to femo.
I'm here to tell you.
What let us ask for by
that all your prayers.
I like
I already answered. You see, brethren, when we are miserly, we are not cheating God, we are cheating ourselves.
We're
not cheating anybody except yourself. When you are miserly in your praise, miserly in your worship, miserly in your giving, only one fellow will suffer. And that's you. Not God. Not God. He's already more than sufficient. Without any of us, he will do what he wants to do. The revival that we are enjoying now didn't start here. God gave revival first to them in Europe. They lost it.
What's so no?
Gave it to them in America.
Oh, before in America.
You know the story now.
I know my turn. Bye.
The revival had gone round.
It's not you, it's law, Kakiri.
Now it's here.
This is who I be.
Are we going to retain it or are we going to lose it? I've said it again and again.
But you saw later.
Many of the miracles we are enjoying today, they are the results of prayers said before. Prayers prayed in the 70s. Fasted in the
70s.
The singing of the 70s.
In the 70s, we didn't sing the kind of song some of you are singing now. Jesus was the focus of our songs. We didn't sing congratulations. No. Only Jesus can say. What the Lord has done for me, I can't tell it all. I have a Father, Almighty Father. We were always singing about Him. Not my hands are blessed. The seed sown then.
Are
the things we're harvesting now. In those days we pray, nobody rang any bell. They would ring the bell, we won't hear. Now if they don't ring the bell on time, you begin to wonder what's wrong with the pastor. In those days, we come to church in the morning and we will return in the evening to meet some people still praying from the sermon of the morning. If for any reason, maybe the children of God want to meet, They stop the prayer. As soon as we finish the meeting, many of us are back on our knees. If we are going to see what God wants to do, if we are going to see what God wants to do, we have to pay the price. Now that He will do what He wants to do, that's a settled matter. Nothing can change that one. The question is, are you going to be there when the miracles begin to happen? When the abundance begin to come? As the elders here, they will tell you.
What's up with you?
Many of them were workers when there were only about 5 cars in the old mission. And my own, that was the newest then, was second hand. Today, things are different. But there were some people who were here there who are not here now. They want to come back, the door is shut. Because they didn't pay the price when they were supposed to pay it. Will you pay the price? Tonight, again, I don't want you to ask for anything. That's why I led you in prayer at the beginning. We are too miserly when it comes to praising God. Let's praise Him more. Let's praise Him enough and not quick. Let's praise Him until He will come to us on our bed tonight and say, what do you want? Let's praise Him in such a way that He will say, all right, I know there's a covenant for Redeemed Christian Church of God, but I want to cut a covenant with you and your family. This morning, God gave us a baby boy.
Hallelujah.
And then Assistant Pastor Bello said he wanted to see somebody who forgot some money in his car. You can see him somewhere here after the program. praise God tonight. And after they round up and they ask you to go home and praise Him on your own. Praise Him until He will come and kiss you. Go ahead, stand on your feet and begin to praise the Almighty God. Praise Him. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. It's worthy to be magnified. Praise Him. Just praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him like you have never done before. Praise Him. He's the best. He's the very best. There's no other father like Him. Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His holy name. Tell Him why you are proud of Him. Tell Him. Oh yes, bless His holy name. Daddy, you are definitely the greatest, definitely the best, definitely you are the most high, definitely you are the almighty. And only you can call yourself I am. Oh yes, the rest of us, we are ordinary dust of the earth. You have no father, you have no mother, because you are the father of fathers. Oh yes, Lord. The creator of heaven and earth, everything you made for your pleasure. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I have a Father, Almighty Father. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah.
I have a Father,
hallelujah.
Almighty Father.
He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah. Lord of Lords,
I have a Father.
Father, we want you to know that we are proud of you.
Because
definitely you are the greatest.
You
are the best. You are the highest. You are the richest. You are the oldest. There is no one like you. You made everyone else. Nobody has made you. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for this glorious Sunday. Thank you that the week of your convention had come at last. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for keeping AIDS away from us. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
please continue with us and bless us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. You may be seated. I hope you had a good Sunday. You are not sure. Don't worry. By the time we finish tonight, you will have a good one.
Amen.
Instant and the ultimate. And between the instant and the ultimate, you have to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
That if we want the best, you must be willing to pay the price. You must give in order to receive. You must sow bountifully to reap bountifully. And if you want the best gifts, you have to convert these earnestly, not sluggishly. If you want special miracles, you must pray more than everyone else and be prepared to labor more than all and be willing to let go all that were gained to you. When you are in love, time flies and labor is pleasurable. Then we said that the deceitful shall be deceived because of the law of harvest, that what you sow is what you shall reap. And you are advised to trust no man, not even a relation, because a man greatest foe will come from his household. We said only God can be trusted, because number one, God is not a man. Number two, his promises are yea and amen. Number three, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. We said precious things cost much more. And we learned from Elisha that Elisha left all and served wholeheartedly and served single-mindedly and served loyally. And he joyfully served, adopting Elijah as my father. We said it takes deep people to communicate with a deep God. And deep people pray deep prayers. Now they pray for souls, not money. They pray for holiness, not anointing. They pray for revelation and not fame. They pray for confirmation and not position. We gave us the example of Moses, who would rather suffer with the children of Israel than to enjoy with the children of Egypt. We said if you want the best, you can get it. Because Elisha got his own. Solomon got his own. Paul got his own. And you are even encouraged to covet the best gifts. And then we talked about the various degrees of praying.
As a sorry, pa, ipele ipele adura.
Basic.
Ito je lepepe.
Secondary.
Ito je ito gasi.
And advance.
Ati ito wa gato gile lokoloko.
Asking.
Bibere.
Seeking.
Wewa.
And knocking.
Ati kikoleko.
We said that if you are willing to be partakers of divine nature,
you
want his power and his anointing, you must also be willing to demonstrate his other attributes, his love, his patience. And then we went on to say that we are a covenant child.
There
will be one blessing, increase, and abundance. And we explain the difference between increase and abundance. And we said the reason why these things will happen is because the covenant keeping God will be there to do certain things. One, to watch over his word, to perform it, to show himself strong on behalf of the covenant child, And at that stage, I gave you Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17. Actually, it should be Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18.
Deuteronomy 8, verse 18.
That God will be there supplying power to get wealth. And then it will also be there supplying fruitfulness. And we said the reason there will be abundance is because he is always more than sufficient and he's always doing more than we ask for, so that the covenant child may know that he's not alone. And we said, if there are no blessings, no increase, no abundance for a covenant child, then there are certain possibilities. One, maybe the covenant child is out of the covenant. Two, maybe God had left and the covenant child did not know it. Three, maybe the child was never a covenant child at all. And then we said, if the covenant child has left the covenant, the possibilities are, the causes may be, disobedience, half obedience, or absolute sin. We said the case when God could have departed from the covenant child, maybe because he had been warned again and again and he refused to repent, or maybe he has joined himself to idols, he has chosen another God, and God said we should leave him alone. Then we say, how do we explain those who are living in sin and are still prospering? We said, because it could be that they are ram for the slaughter, or because God has prepared them for an evil day. And we gave the example of Pharaoh. God said he raised him up so he could drown him. And we said if you're a covenant child and you have no increase, no blessings, no increase, no abundance, it could be then there are certain things you must do quickly. And number one is that to consider your ways. Number two, return to the Lord. Number three, restitute your ways. And then we said the minister's first assignment is his home. That if a minister fails in his home, he has failed in all. That if a minister fails over his wife, then it means he has failed over his children. That if a minister fails over his children, then he has failed over his ministry and his generation. And we said the sum total of a minister's work is to change devils to saints. That we cannot do this on our own strength, but our sufficiency is of God. And we said that no one is ever as wise as the one laying a trap for him. And therefore, we must pray over every proposition. And then we said, what kind of flock does Jacob envision for himself? We said the flock are those that will be beautiful, distinctive, peculiar, strong, and plenty. And then we said the minister of God must also want this kind of congregation. And we said what we mean by beautiful is that the congregation must be saved. Because God says he will beautify the meek with salvation. And that the distinctive mark of a Christian is that people will look at him and they will know he has been with Jesus. And then we talked about those who are peculiar. We said that there are certain signs of peculiar people. And one of them is that they are chosen. And how do we know those who are chosen? The chosen ones are those who are incurable soul winners. We said king, we talked about they are being royal priesthood. Always look for the very best. God will choose the worst so that he can change it to the best. Like he chose Paul, the chief of sinners, and change him to the chief of the apostles. And then we said peculiar people are holy people. And the reason is that birds of the same feather are flocked together. And that's the reason why God insists on holiness. We said peculiar people are praisers and worshippers. And that praise is so important in the life of a Christian. Because God inhabits the praises of his people. And he's always seeking worshippers. We said peculiar people are humble people. We said we should be clothed with humility. And we said that the flock must be strong. And that by strong, we mean two things. We talk about joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that there's only one cure for hypertension. And that is joy. We said holiness is not the same thing as sorrow. Because our God is a God of joy. But that to be joyous does not mean to be frivolous. And we said every member of the congregation can be healthy if we teach them to be absolutely obedient to God. That if we feed them well with the word of God, they will remain healthy. And then we said a pastor should expect his congregation to grow and become very big. Because God loves to deal with us bountifully. And then we gave us an equation. We said vision plus action is equal to realization. Lies. Because faith without works is dead, and you must possess your possession. Then we talked about forcing a miracle. That if you praise God sufficiently, you can provoke a prophecy. We also said that if you praise him as you ought to, you can provoke a divine visitation. And If you serve him wholeheartedly, you can provoke a divine thank you. If you give him the kind of offering nobody had given him before, you can provoke God to come to you and say, what do you want? Which is another way of saying, if you give him the kind of offering nobody has given him before, he can give you a blank check and ask you to ask whatever you want. We said you can also provoke anointing for special miracles by surrendering all in order to know Jesus, by living for him and dying for him, by praying more than anyone else. And we said if you continue to give God things that nobody had ever given him before, you can provoke a personal covenant. In other words, you can get to a stage where God will form a personal covenant with you. I think that's about how far we went.
Is that correct?
Are you hearing?
If you are not hearing, wave your hand. Then why are you waving your hand?
How did you know I said you should wave your hand? All right. Now there are two little things I will add, and then we will leave the rest in next time. We found that Jacob determined the fate of animals yet unborn.
Asha waipe Jacob o fre lo pinu iru awon eranko ta o ti bi bi won se ma ri.
He determined those that will belong to him. He determined those that will belong to Laban.
O pinu awon iru yi to ma je tohun ati to ma je ti Labani.
And so we want to talk briefly on shaping the destiny of the unborn.
Abeso nipa sise gbigbe kale a ilepa abi opin eni ta o ti bi.
How do we shape the destiny of those that are yet unborn?
Ba la sile gbigbe kale opin eni ti a o ti bi ka gbe kale bayi.
How can you shape the destiny of children that are not yet born to you?
Ba la sile gbigbe kale bi igbesaye ati opin omo ti a o ti ri bo se ma ri.
How do you shape the destiny of your grandchildren?
Ba la se le se igbekale igbesaye omo omo bo se ma ri.
How do we shape the destiny of those who are not even yet born again, who are yet to join our church?
Ba la se le se igbekale bi igbesaye ibe ati opin awon omo ti an te ti di atubi bo se ma di omo ijo wa.
There are various ways. Number one,
ikini,
is by the covenant between you and God. By covenant between you and God. The future of the seeds of Abraham had been settled by the covenant between God and Abraham before the children were born. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1 to 3.
Genesis 12 verse 1 to 3.
Genesis 12 verse 1 to 3.
Genesis 12 verse 1 to 3.
God had already told Abraham, even before he had any child at all, that through your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because of the covenant between God and the Redeemed Christian Church of God, I can guarantee you one thing. If the Lord tarries, our children will be greater than us.
Amen.
If they belong to the church. Another way you can determine the destiny of the unborn
is by your
vision.
Your
vision. In Genesis 15,
verse 3 to 6.
Genesis 15 verse 3 to 6.
Genesis 15 verse 3 to 6.
God told Abraham to look at the stars.
Olorun of Abraham pe ko lo wo awon irawo.
He said, just look at them.
Lo wo won.
Keep your eyes on them.
Sa fi oju re si won.
Try and count them.
Gbe oju lati ka won.
If you can count them.
To ba le ka won.
So shall your seed be.
Be ni awon mare iru mare yo ri.
Your vision.
Ina re.
Will determine the destiny of your children.
Yo pinu.
If your vision is to eat everything you have, there
will
be nothing left for your children to inherit. If your vision is to struggle and be the best you can be, by
the
time you leave, your children will take over from where you left off and continue to build on it.
If you
dug a hole
to why koto
of debt
koto iku
debt
gbese
when your children take over, they will first of all have to fill the hole before they can begin to climb.
Nigba to ba lo tan awon ya koko ni ojuse lati ji koto gbese to to jele.
If your vision is to be one of the greatest ministers of God that God had ever
raised,
your children will want to improve on what you have done. Your vision can determine the future of your children. And in 1 Samuel 2:27-36, we found that because Eli dishonored God, God told him that there will never again be old men in his generation. That those who will be born to him will be hewers of wood and fetchers of water. That they will crouch before priests before they will get food to eat. If you dishonor God, you are not the only one who will pay for it. Seed unborn will pay. 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1. 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1 to 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 14. 2 Samuel 12 verse 14, we found that David looked at what he should not look at and went on to commit adultery and went on to commit murder. And God said unto him, the sword will never depart from his family. That children of Israel are still paying today for the sin of David. Be careful, when you sin, you are not the only one who will pay. Particularly the sin of adultery. You can shape the future of children unborn by your sin. As we've just been told, if the father is HIV positive, the mother will become HIV positive. Any child born out of that kind of relationship is going to start his life with HIV. You can shape the destiny of unborn children by your actions. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, from verse 1 to 31, 1 Samuel 15, verse 1 to 31, we found that because Saul dishonored the man who ordained him, he ended his entire generation. Not only was the kingdom turned away from him, all his children died the same day. The only grandchild that remained was Mephibosheth, and he was a lame man. And he never married. So the entire generation of Saul was wiped out simply because Saul dishonored the man that ordained him. So the destiny of unborn children in your family, it's in your hands. You can shape them by the way you move close to God, or by the way you move away from God. The destiny of those who even are yet to join your church, they're in your hands. You can shape them in the way of holiness as you live holy, or in the way of corruption. As you begin to dilute the word of God to suit your purpose, like pastor, like congregation. And then to close the little bit we have been able to do during this conference, we want to share the secret of becoming exceedingly great. The secret of becoming exceedingly great. We found in the story of Jacob here that he started with nothing, but he ended up becoming exceedingly great. How? Because there are certain animals that kept on producing and producing and producing. So the secret number one of becoming exceedingly great is that you produce producers. Produce producers. There are many, many pastors who have reduced where God wanted to take them. Because the moment they see someone who is showing good potential, they knock him down, they hold him down. Because they don't want somebody to outshine them. They want to be the only big man there. That's not the way to become exceedingly great. Produce producers. When you see somebody with potential, encourage him. Your prayer anyway should be that your children be greater than you. That's my own prayer. I want every one of you to be greater than I am. If the Lord tarries, as soon as I can get every member of every family in the one member of
of every family in the world to be a member of the Dean Quisitor of God, I'm going.
Nikete, Timbati Day, the Pauju, keep away the cocon, no a big cocon, you work by
your cocon, you know a big cocon,
any cocon, in a big cocon, you know a big in Puga, by your country, my joy, Rapada. Hey, Marique, it shall be day become.
After that, it's over to you. Then make sure that there is no family, nobody left on earth that will not belong to that. Will be your own assignment.
Lay by Matilo, a toku saying, would you say any pay? Any pay, but wait, you know, you go, what your major Rapada.
Produce producers.
Edia, what don't be.
Let your joy be that this great man of God is my product.
Yaka, your record, Yaka, in us alone, lie. Oh, mini.
Don't be afraid that they will take over your position.
Ma, Jekeru, by everyone, my by Pulawar.
God will only take you as far as He has planned.
Alone, you more day go be 24 or more day.
Nobody can take your position because you are unique. Stop knocking the people who want to grow on the head. Let them grow. Encourage them to grow. Oh, I'm the only one who knows how to preach. If this fellow other preaches, he will make mistakes. You too made mistakes at the beginning. Somebody encourage you on. I've listened to some of my tapes of the early days. Stories of tortoise.
I want to ajapa
stories of all kinds of stories.
Ati nyanibo ati awomore.
Because I didn't know the word then.
To be itala pa omoro na ngba na.
I would just read one Bible passage and begin to tell all kinds of stories.
Maka second ninu bibeli ma be wa so itan nyanibo ati ajapa
won se pade. The day we went to wrestle in my village.
Ojo ti a lo jijakadi ni abule mi.
Somebody knocked down another one.
Tele kan gbe nikan subu.
And that one ran home and went to his father.
Tele kan sal tele yen salo le to lo pe baba re.
Father gave him an amulet. And then he came back and knocked down the other fellow. What has that got to do, man? But that was me then. Now if the people in charge then say, sit down, you don't know how to preach, well, how will I have developed? Tell your neighbor, produce producers. John 15 verse 16. He said, you are not only to bear fruits, make sure the fruits are by. And then 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2. Paul said to Timothy, what you have seen in me, what you have heard from me, pass it on to faithful men. So that they too can pass it on to others. Produce producers. And then number two, you must be committed to your vision. Jacob never varied his salary.
Jacob,
there was never a time he called Laban and said, let us renegotiate. No. He knew where he was going. And he remained committed to that
mission.
And what does that one mean? It means remain focused. Remain focused. Luke chapter 9. Verse 61 to 62. Luke 9:61 to 62. The Lord said, Once you've laid your hand on the plow, and then you look back, and you are no longer fit for the kingdom of God. There are some of us today, they may say they are state pastors, and at the same time, they are several other things. Be focused, remain focused. There are some people today. Part of them is in the Redeemed Party, is in somewhere else. God said in Matthew 6, verse 22 to 24. Matthew 6, 22 to 24. A servant cannot serve two masters. It can't happen. Remain focused. Not only that, remain progressively focused. Focus your attention on where you are going and do it progressively. Philippians 3 verse 13 to 14. Philippians 3 13 to 14. Paul said,
Paul sope,
one thing I do. How many things? Forgetting those things that are behind, I press on. I just keep on pressing on. Remain focused. Remain progressively focused. And then remain resolutely focused. Be as determined as a bulldog.
Akwaja.
Behave like a crocodile. When the crocodile grabs you, what he has grabbed is going with him. He used to tell us in those days whether it is true or not. He said if the crocodile grabs your leg, the only thing that will let him let go is if there is a thunderclap. Paul said in Romans 8, 35 to 39, Romans 8:35-39, he said, what can separate us from the love of Christ? When you are on your way to becoming exceedingly great, there are bound to be problems on the way. There will be people who will misunderstand you. There will be people who will want to hinder you. There will be people who will lie against you. There will be people who are not going anywhere who want to pull you down. There will be disappointments. There is be a time when the general overseer will do something to you that you did not expect. There will be times when you will be transferred to where you didn't want to go. Remain focused. Progressively focused. Resolutely focused. I know one AGO, for example. He was transferred to the north. And I did it because I felt that that's the way God was leading me. There's some people told him that I did it because I wanted to punish him. And so he said, what do you want me to do? Consider your ways now. He said, no, I know where I'm going. God spoke to me.
Olorun lo ba mi soro.
And said,
to so pe
you want to make it to heaven?
To be de ijoba run.
That's the fellow to follow.
En to ma tele niyan.
And I'm going to follow him.
Bo se ma tele.
Whether I go to the north or I go to any other place.
Oya o ran mi lo si oke oya bi Saudi gan lo ni ma forile ma lo si be.
Today is an AGO.
Eni o di back e jalabo ito.
Remain focused.
Ye ki ere ko wa leju kan na.
Progressively focus.
Ni si se tele tesoju
ko wa be. Absolutely focus.
Do ki mejeji ko wa ni ran
fi na
wa.
Anybody tells you?
Be ke ba so fun.
That the road to the top is going to be a bed of roses.
Well, no, that's okay. You might just be too wrong.
And you don't know what you are talking about.
Oh, my God, you so too so.
The only way that is smooth sailing.
Oh, no, because you told that before.
Is when you are rolling downhill.
Oh, no, because you are rolling downhill.
How many of you want to go up?
Hey, me, love, that's okay.
Do I hear your amen?
Yes, I mean.
In Acts 21,
verse 8
to 14.
Acts 21, 8 to 14.
Acts 21, verse 8 to 14. Paul said, I know a prophet had said, a good prophet said, that if I go on the way I'm going, they are going to bind me. They're going to throw me to prison. So I thank him for his warning. But I know where I'm going. I'm ready to be bound. Not only to be bound, even if need be to die. But I will reach my goal. How many of you will reach your goal? Yeah, you say amen.
Amen.
And then finally,
look in Google.
If you are to be exceedingly great, remain forever anchored in the covenant keeping God. Because the covenant keeping God is the God of progressive increase. If you remain anchored in him, your tomorrow will be better than today. And the day after will be better than tomorrow.
It's
a God of progressive increase. If you are anchored in that covenant keeping God, you will become exceedingly great. In Exodus 3, verse 13 to 15, Exodus 3, verse 13 to 15, he said, I am the God of
Abraham,
the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And I've told you before, and the Bible says, Abraham became great. Isaac became very great.
Abraham di abi Isaac di la gidigidi si.
And Jacob became exceedingly great.
Jacob wa di la lopolopo gidigidi.
God of Abraham.
Olorun Abrahamu.
That's God of the great.
Olorun Itoga.
God of Isaac.
Olorun Isaac.
That's God of very great.
Olorun Itoga.
And God of Jacob.
Olorun Jacobu.
God of the exceedingly great.
Olorun giga lopolopo gidigidi.
If you remain anchored to him,
ti o ba soko mo,
he will not only give you power to get well.
Ije ko ma fun eni agbara lati di Olorun nikan.
If you do not forget that is the one giving you the power to get well.
O ba gbagbe pe oni o fun eni agbara lati di Olorun.
He will keep on multiplying the wealth.
A tesoju lati ma mu ki oro iko lopo si.
That's Deuteronomy chapter 8.
Verse 11
to 19. And also remember John 15 verse 5.
John 15
verse 5. He said, if my word abide in you, abide in me, and my word abide in you, you will bring forth much fruit. But he said, if you detach yourself from me, you will discover you can do nothing. You will discover you can do nothing. I've always warned. I am still warning again. Not because of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but because of you. If God has planted you here, don't detach yourself. Any tree, any branch that tears itself away from the trunk is going to dry up.
Ah.
Oh, it may not look like that initially. You tear off the branch.
Yeah, it can grow.
Ah, for a long time, I mean, the leaves will be looking green. And it will enjoy freedom. Because now that it's torn from the trunk, it can be carried everywhere. If you break away, you can become world evangelist overnight. They'll be carrying you about, inviting you everywhere. And you'll be saying, hey, the great man of God. At long last, I am free from that terrible man at the camp. That old-fashioned village boy. Now we are free, man. We can fly all over the world. And your tithe now will be yours, 100%. But very soon, the green leaf will begin to turn yellow. And you know yellow means is the color of gold.
And as a mapwe, yellow he oda be awo owo mura.
You see, so when you break away, prosperity comes.
Ah, our day.
May you can spend whatever you make now.
Only no go to at the
not only are you free, money comes.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.